Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice and are glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 11 and 12. It says, "Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers." Hallelujah. Wonderful. Seek peace and pursue it. You know, when you read these scriptures, "Pursue peace with all people" in Hebrews 12:14. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Right? If you see these scriptures in James 3:17-18. Then it says in 1 Peter chapter 3:10-11, he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. My dear brothers and sisters, healthy compromise does not mean giving up what you truly believe or who you truly are. It does not mean taking shortcuts and relinquishing yourself to second or third best because you are impatient or fearful. No, healthy compromise is about discovering how to negotiate a win-win position for both sides. It calls for trying to see these things through the eyes of the other person involved in the situation or problem. And healthy compromise is the characteristic of healthy relationships. It's tempting to write off someone or wrong or selfish and refuse to see any other perspective except your own. But this is when it's critical to abandon your pride, to step outside the role you are playing, and to try to understand where the other person is coming from. Right? A meat cleaver is required when you want a meal, but a fine surgical instrument is required when you want to heal. Haven't there been times when you yourself needed patience, love, and understanding? Yes, you needed it, I needed it. Then be willing to extend the grace, same grace, to others. Sometimes all that's required is a little give and take to make the relationship work and for things to turn out better for everyone involved. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is calling us to seek peace and pursue it and to seek God, because the wisdom of God that comes forth from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. Hallelujah. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen. I pray that may the Lord grant us wisdom to operate in that peace, the shalom of God, with Him and with one another in our relationships. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that Father, give us wisdom, how to communicate. Grant us wisdom, how to interact with our spouses, with our children, how to interact with our family, how to interact with our church family. Give us wisdom, how to interact with our people in the community. Lord, I pray, help us to interact when we, Lord, meet with our clients or with our business partners or whoever it is, O God, we interact with during the day. I pray that you will grant us your wisdom. Wisdom that is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield. I pray you will grant that wisdom unto us. O Father, and I pray that we will cherish every relationship that you give us for the glory of your name, O Master. Lord, I pray that today you will bless us, lead us and guide us. I ask, O Lord, for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them in the name of Jesus. You will bless them. Keep them from the evil one. Lord, I pray, Abba, Father God, for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that by your stripes we are made whole. I pray, Lord, that Father, today none will remain sick in our midst. I take authority over that spirit of infirmity and I cast it out, get out, and enter into that body again, no more, in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. And we magnify you. We give you all glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now. Hallelujah.